One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, "This is what I'm meant to do." Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back to another episode of the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 158. Rylan, tell them about our Discord.
Okay, so I know you guys don't really like Discord, but I'm going to give you some little tips that, you know, might convince you to join. So, you can make some new friends.
Yeah?
I don't know, you guys probably don't have friends, so you're listening to a gaming podcast.
That's true.
You might not have friends. Let's see here. You can learn about new games. You know, if you guys like gaming, obviously you do if you're listening to our podcast. Number three, you know, you can just, obviously, we can talk about anything you want. If you guys are struggling with mental health or something like that, we can talk to you about that, try to, you know, help you out with that. Or just talk about anything, obviously. You know, I think we're pretty nice people.
Usually.
Usually.
Unless we're playing Call of Duty and somebody makes us mad.
And then we'll be
pretty
or 2K. Mean. Yeah, or 2K, you know, Zen users and stuff, but other than that, we're pretty nice people, you know. Just don't get us mad on 2K or Call of Duty and
you'll be alright.
We'll be okay. But obviously, as I said, show us some new games too. Say we don't know of any new games, stuff like that. Say we didn't hear about it, and you think we would obviously like the games, you can tell us about that. You just give us like your top 10 favorite games of all time. Just do whatever, you know. It doesn't have to be about games. It can be about sports. Be about anything, right. You know. Well, not anything. Let me restrict that. Not anything. Nothing inappropriate, but like just obviously just stuff. That's not when it comes to inappropriate crap.
Not weird crap.
Yeah, not weird stuff. But other than that, yeah, that's our Discord.
All right. So in the last, was it Xbox Showcase or whatever crap, they said that Fable is getting delayed to 2026.
Fable is a good franchise.
Yeah. I haven't played much of it, but what I have, it's pretty good.
I played Fable Anniversary, like it was on the 360 because it came with my 360, mm-hmm. The black one, my Xbox 360. It came with it, Or was it the white one? It was one of those. It was one of those. But I played a little bit of it. It's not a bad game at all. I didn't play much of it because I then I went to probably Black Ops Zombies or something like
way
that.
Way better.
Yeah. But it says here, Fable Fandom has been, you know, waiting for news, and a bittersweet announcement has finally dropped. You know, Fable's reboot, which was announced, you know, to be, you know, made by obviously the former Forza Horizon developer Playground Games back in 2020. Playground Games is the GOAT.
Forza.
Yeah, Forza's one of the best franchises of all time. But it says here, but that has slowly been cooking in the background ever since it occasionally shows up, you know, at Microsoft conferences. But the last news of the substance was its, you know, obviously 2025 release window just slid farther out. And now Fable is due for 2026 instead. And people think GTA 6 is also going to come out in 2026. But it's already been confirmed.
Yeah, but I think it might. It could get delayed, but I think it's 2025 GTA 6.
I think it'll be in fall of 2025. But yeah. Obviously, we'll see. We'll see. But it says here, through a minute of pre-alpha gameplay footage was released to a tide of fans over, you know, as the wait, you know, for the franchise to return continues. Despite these conditions, Fable series has, you know, kept loyal fans thanks to its strong start back on, you know, the original Xbox. Under the original developer, Lionhead Studios, the original Fable trilogy on the Xbox and Xbox 360 are highlights, you know, of the series in, obviously, many players' eyes. You know, it's obviously some people's favorite series of all time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How, you know, some people, you know, obviously the Crash series, you know, Mario, whatever. People also do also like, you know, yeah, and Zelda. But people obviously do like the Fable series more than those, you know. People, you know, have different opinions.
I don't agree.
Some people's opinions are stupid. Washed. Like saying Michael Jordan's the GOAT. Basketball.
Yeah, obviously he's not.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get hate from that. But, I don't care.
They should know.
He's been playing for 22 years. But this isn't sports one. We can wait. But it says here, Weimar was. But it says here, there are hopes that the new Fable will, you know, obviously return the series to its former glory. Even with all the development troubles that seems, you know, to be getting in the way, there is, you know, obviously an upside to Fable's current situation. However, you know, that is the potential, you know, thinner herd of the fantasy RPGs in 2026. It says here, there are too many 2025 fantasy RPGs for Fable to thrive. Because they're, I'm pretty sure that's, I guess, starting to be the main games now. Because, says here, you know, just a couple months into, you know, obviously, 2025, the year's already looking stacked with RPGs. Remake of Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, which Elder Scrolls, they had some good games like Skyrim. It says here, that's literally all it says is Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion. I think, hold up. And then Grand Theft Auto 6. That's all it's showing here. Oh, everyone. There we go. Okay, so it's three games. So Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is making waves. Oh, everyone, there's even more. It's just not all highlighted. That's kind of weird. but, you know, Elder Scrolls 4, GTA 6 is also going to be there. You know, Medieval Life Sim RPG Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is already making waves and stuff like that. And there's Claire Obstructor Expedition 33. Multi-platform games like Sudoku 1 and 2 HD Remastered. Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D, which me and Ashton talked about. I remember. Crimson Desert as well. There's quite a bit. So there is quite a bit of games when it comes to these fantasy RPG games.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It also makes sense why Fable is going to have challengers and stuff on all sides of 2025. So it would be smarter for them to just wait to release it next year. Just so, obviously, they can take that, the fantasy RPG series, for them, say they release it at like the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Then that'll give people time to play it before all the other games come out for, like, you know, this type of game.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. So there's quite a bit of those fantasy RPG games coming.
Yeah. All right. Is that all you got on that?
Yeah, just it does say here also, you know, obviously 2026 is an ideal time for Fable to launch.
Yeah.
And, it says here, getting delayed for another year hurts, but it makes sense and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This may be the best move for Fable to get a fair shot. There probably isn't going to be any Witcher titles ready for 2026. So with the PlayStation and Xbox first party slates looking thin for the rest of the year, Fable can, you know, obviously lead the charge and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all.
All right. Moving on. The Steam Deck has sold around 4 million units.
When did Steam Deck come out? 2022? 21?
2022.
22.
February 2022. So 3 years.
Not much at all.
No, but for a handheld that's not you know, Xbox or Nintendo or Sony, it's not too bad. And look at how many new handhelds it's
made. Like, technically, well, like,
inspired is the word I'm looking for.
Inspired. Yeah, inspired.
From Lenovo, Asus, MSI. I mean,
whole bunch.
Even ANN, what's the other one? There's ANN and then ANEO.
ANEO, there's a few other ones too.
Ambernic, there are all kinds of different ones.
There's a whole bunch of them, MSI and all them.
Mm-hmm.
But it says here, Steam Deck's worldwide sales have reached just about a third of the total of the PlayStation Vita, managed to draw in, you know, over the same time frame, roughly 10 years ago, according to a new professional consumer analyst. While those, you know, same figure points to the Steam Deck dominating the handheld gaming PC market, the combined efforts of all, you know, PC handheld devices appear to reach about halfway point of what the PlayStation's last handheld system managed a decade ago. So all the handheld pieces combined have reached that mark.
So when you first look at it, yeah, that's not that impressive, but it is kind of impressive, like I said, for it not to be Xbox, Sony, or Nintendo. Like, yes,
yeah,
Valve is a known company because of Steam, but they're not known for making consoles either. So,
right, they're known for making games.
Right. So that is kind of impressive for a new type of console, for one, because handheld PCs weren't that popular until they came out with
obviously
Steam.
Handheld consoles were, because yeah, you had the DS, you had
Game Boys,
the Switch. Yeah, you just had all those.
But
PCs?
Yeah. Handheld PCs weren't until the Steam Deck.
Yeah, the Steam Deck easily, you know, obviously created the inspiration between, like, the Ally, the MSI Claw, etc. Like, it's obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
But it says here, the original, LED system, or it's not system, what the crap, Steam Deck was launched just 3 years ago, hitting North America and Europe on February 25th of 2022. While newer, OLED models, were released in a worldwide launch November 2023, originally, designed with a purpose of providing a handheld experience know, for Steam's library, but obviously the only sucky part about that is you can't play all Steam games on the Steam Deck.
Right. Only ones that are verified.
Yeah, which is, that's the only sucky part about Steam Deck, but other than that, it's nice, you know?
Yeah.
It actually, say if the Rogue Ally only had, you know, Steam, that's basically, that's all I use it for. So it's kind of like that, but you can play all games on the Rogue Ally. You can't do that on the Steam Deck, which is really sucky. But eventually, who knows, you might be able to.
Well, you know, yeah, again, once they come out with a new console, you know, it's more powerful, possibly.
Yeah. But it says here, originally designed, you know, with the purpose of providing a handheld experience for Steam library games, this obviously, you know, points to a bright future, as, you know, the initial Steam Deck reservations sold out within a day of their announcement. But, you know, obviously while the Steam Deck exceeded developer Valve's expectations at launch, you know, exceeded, so that's saying something, because they weren't expecting, you know, their system to do good, because obviously they're not known for systems, they're known for games.
Right.
Stuff like that. But it says here, the interest, you know, it obviously generated from the gaming community, and the possibilities it opened up for handheld gaming devices in general have only reached, you know, a fraction of the sales figures that the PS Vita managed in roughly the same time period. But also the PS Vita was more popular because it was made by Sony.
Right, exactly.
So that's why, you know, obviously the Steam Deck doesn't have more sales, because obviously Sony made PS Vita and Valve made... Now, which one's the bigger company now? Come on.
Exactly, yeah. Sony, especially when it comes to making consoles.
Exactly. They blew, you know, the Xbox Series X away when it came to, like, releasing first.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Sony's always been big when it comes to consoles. And it makes sense why the PS Vita obviously sold more in the same 3 years.
Yep.
But it says here, recent figures of research firm IDC, you know, as requested by The Verge, estimated the total sales of the Steam Deck, the various versions, numbers, you know, between 3.7 million and 4 million units sold, comparing that number to the previously reported PS Vita with roughly 12 million sold units worldwide by 2015. That's obviously a little bit more now. But the third anniversary of its, you know, release outside of Japan shows that even the most positive estimates for the Steam Deck, the PS Vita is still ahead by, you know, a 3-to-1 margin, which it makes sense. Again, Sony.
Right, like, exactly.
That's a big company. That's a really, really, really big company. Compared to Valve? Like, come on. Valve ain't got nothing on Sony when it comes to popularity.
No.
But it says here, you know, that's not to say that the Steam Deck hasn't done well in the gaming PC, you know, market and stuff like that. Or handheld market, sorry. But those same figures from IDC show, you know, between 2022 and 24, 5.972 million gaming handheld PC devices were sold. That's a lot.
Daylight savings time can hit you so, so hard. What if you could regain the energy you lost from the time change?
5-hour energy has made 1-hour energy a tiny pick-me-up for getting through the days ahead. Tiny bottle, big energy.
Like me, you may feel daylight savings time feels like the worst day of the year. Thanks to new 1-hour energy shot from 5-hour energy, it won't.
It's not the same as 5-hour energy. You already know this one is, you know, specifically designed for the extra boost. This is a targeted boost for when you need it most.
Check out the 1-hour energy shot and conquer your day. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer near you and try the limited time 1-hour energy shot. One less hour in the day. Challenge accepted.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So it says here, with an estimated, you know, more than 1.9 million expected throughout 2025, those totals, you know, including, you know, Steam Deck competitors, Lenovo Legion Go, Asus ROG Ally, and MSI Claw, roughly 4 million, you know, they spell it Steam Deck. They spelled it S-T-E-R-A-M.
Nice.
Yeah. But the Stream Deck units that make, you know, up the majority of that figure demonstrates that Valve's dominance over the current market. But obviously, eventually, those other PCs and stuff like that are going to skyrocket, especially this year, because how quick, like, Rogue Ally grew and stuff like that, because it came out, what, 23?
Yeah, June.
Yeah.
And then the X came out in 2024 in June.
Yeah, it skyrocketed like that. Same with, like, the MSI Claw and stuff like that. It just all skyrocketed. So eventually, obviously, these other handhelds are going to pass to, you know, Steam Deck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it says here, that's not to say that the Steam Deck hasn't, well, As I said, meanwhile, PlayStation fans have been speculating, though, about the possibility of a follow-up to the PS Vita for years in 2015. Then Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide Studios President Chuen, I suck at Japanese names, Yoshida, said that, you know, the time was not right for the, obviously, successor for the PS Vita due to, you know, the rise in popularity of gaming on mobile phones and stuff like that. Because, you know, obviously, mobile gaming has gotten way bigger and stuff like that. But at some point, it has slowed down also because games like Flappy Bird aren't on the App Store anymore.
And, too, when you're comparing the Vita to the Steam Deck, the Steam Deck's a handheld PC. And the Vita was a lot cheaper than the Steam Deck. So, I mean, obviously, it's something that's cheaper by a company that's bigger is going to sell.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of.
And a lot of people can't afford handheld PCs, you know?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, everyone doesn't have the same type of money, which is kind of dumb, I think. I think everyone should have the same amount of money.
We should care what you do. Have $1 billion like LeBron James.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's not how it works. So.
It should be. Money's retarded.
Yeah, it is.
But that's all I have for that.
All right. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go take a quick bathroom break while you read. Pokemon presents recap from last week.
So, Pokemon Day. So, you know, obviously it was Pokemon Day last week. It says here, you know, that means obviously a new Pokemon preset, which, you know, was full of reveals, updates, on all Pokemon things, including our first look at, you know, Pokemon Legends Z and A, a new Pokemon multiplayer game, and more. So, Pokemon multiplayer sounds pretty nice. As usual, you know, there were lots of, you know, smaller announcements and updates that Pokemon companies live service games like, you know, Pokemon TCG Pocket, me and Ashton talked about that, Pokemon Unite, and Pokemon Sleep alongside news, you know, about other adaptations of the franchise. But obviously, if you missed anything when it comes to that, I'm going to read everything here. There's a few certain type of games. There's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 games in total that they kind of went over and stuff. Maybe more. But just the article I got, obviously, you know, put that into... They only put these 6 games just in case. But Pokemon Unite, the Pokemon MOBA, is expanding its roster in 2025 with the addition of Sushin on March 1st. You know, following that, you know, Pokemon Unite players can also expect Alolan, Rarotchi, in April, and, you know, Outremind, you know, sometime after that, which is pretty cool. But Pokemon Masters X, the Pokemon Masters X is, you know, about to celebrate its 5. Yeah, okay. Pokemon Masters X is about to celebrate its 5.5 year anniversary. There's like a 6 different things here about, you know, certain games and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's only 6, isn't it? That's what I got.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. But, la la la. Where's that? Lost my place. Okay. But the up-and-coming Switch game, yada yada yada. Where the crap? My whole article just disappeared.
Where? Which one was you on?
I didn't go over the Champions one, but Champions. I was on Masters X one.
Champions, let's see. Pokemon Company announced a new title focused on Pokemon battles inspired by the core series games. Pokemon Champions will let trainers from around the world pit their Pokemon skills against each other across mobile devices and Nintendo Switch. It even connects with Pokemon Home, allowing players to bring over Pokemon from other games. Game Freak is overseeing the development of Pokemon Champions, which is being handled by Pokemon Works. And then you said,
I went over the Legends one.
Did you go over TCG Pocket?
No.
All right. Pokemon like TCG.
A lot of mine just disappeared.
Says,
like, I see the ZNA one. I don't see the Pocket one.
All right. Pokemon TCG Pockets. 4th expansion, Triumphant Light, drops on February 28th, so time recording, it's already been out. Players can expect Arceus X as a powerful card and part of an expansion that includes additional Pokemon X cards, new trainer cards, and unveiling of Pokemon with unique link abilities. And then Pokemon the Unite. The Pokemon MOBA is expanding its roster in 2025 with the addition of Suicune. I don't know how to say that for sure, but on March 1st, following that, Pokemon Unite players can expect Alolan Raichu in April and Alcremie sometime after that. Whatever crap it is, I don't know. Pokemon Masters EX. Pokemon Masters EX is about to celebrate its 5.5 year anniversary, and as you know, the traditional gift for that milestone is with Primal, Groudon, and Primal Kyogre. 2 new Master Sync pairs will be making an appearance during the event. May Champion and Kyogre, and Brendan Champion and Groudon.
Yeah.
Pokemon Sleep. Pokemon Sleep, the game about sleeping and catching sleepy Pokemon, will feature a Cresselia versus Darkrai event in March. Pokemon Concerge, the Netflix animated series. Pokemon Concerge is coming back this September with new episodes and new Pokemon. Same old overworked, hard though. The art style on that looks weird.
Don't know what it looks like.
I just have a picture of the article. It looks weird, like realistic instead of like anime.
Oh, that's weird. So,
like, it's kind of like just like, I mean, it is animated, but it doesn't look like anime. So it's like kind of like how Shrek looks, like a realistic art style.
That's weird.
Yeah,
really weird.
And then Pokemon Cafe Remix, a new Apple-themed menu is coming to puzzle game Pokemon Cafe Remix, which obliges me to ask, how do you like them apples? Hopefully in the form of an Appleton Fruitlicious jelly soda. Anyway, Flapple and Appleton are coming to Cafe Remix, as are Sprintito, Fuscoco, and Quoxley, an adorable new outfit.
There's some weird names. Like, I struggled with one of those names.
The only one out of this. The weirdest crap, these articles. Anyway, my favorite one out of this is Pokemon Legends ZDA. So, this is a sequel to Legends Arceus, which I played a ton of on the Switch, and it was such a fun game. It's the game that mostly inspired Power World, besides Arc, obviously. It's basically what the Legend series is it's Power World without the crafting mechanic. It's just open world, catching Pokemon, battling crap. It's pretty fun. And I'm one that doesn't like Pokemon because of the turn-based, you know, fighting style, but it takes that and makes it bearable. Because it's open world and you don't have to fight. Just because you find one, you can actually catch them without fighting. While in the other games,
you have to fight them
in order to catch them, which is stupid.
Yeah. I don't like how you have to take turns hitting.
I know, that's just like, if I'm gonna try to kill something or injure it, I'm gonna go after it. Like, I'm not gonna let it hit me.
Yeah. It's like I'm gonna hit you. You can hit me back though.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna punch you in the face, but you can punch me back.
You can punch you right here.
Yeah, no thanks on that. Anyway, that's all the topics we have, guys. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all that crap. Yep. Buy our merch on TeePublic. We got.
I want to say thank you guys so much. We are actually at 1,596,125.
That's a million and a half.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And it feels like we just hit a million and we're already halfway through a million.
I know. A million just flew by. But thank you guys for that. We greatly appreciate it. Obviously, our weekly downloads have went down. Deadly, but that's fine.
That's fine.
Thank you guys so much, though. Greatly appreciate it. Oh, also make sure to join our Discord. As I said, you know, earlier, if you guys don't remember what I said, go back and listen to that. I'm not saying it again. But yeah, thank you guys so much for all the support and everything like that. And everything. And it's pretty cool that we're actually sponsored by 5 Hour Energy.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
yeah.
Which is crazy, because that's a big company.
Yeah, been around since 2004. Really,
yeah, so we really, really appreciate that. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to obviously sponsor you guys.
Yeah,
but
sure.
That's all I have.
All right, appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you next week.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.